anybody who attends the scene from a member of the public point of view and from the emergency services, it's a very distressing scene to attend. But for the people in the car in particular involved, absolutely, it's very distressing for them, and they've certainly got our support today. We're in touch with them today. We know he came on a bus from Lossiemouth, we believe. He'd been in Lossiemouth that day. He'd come back on the bus. He'd got off the bus and was going to be crossing the road. Now, he was in the process of crossing the road when he's been struck by the vehicles. But at this moment in time, I stress to say that it's unclear as to exactly how he's come to be struck by the vehicles, as in apportioning blame. We don't know at this moment in time as to exactly what's happened in the circumstances here. But would appeal to anybody who has obviously seen him that getting off the bus, who's not came forward so far, or anybody who maybe saw him on the bus and has got anything to give us, or anybody listening further afield as far as Lossiemouth, who may know this gentleman, because I think he's a regular, goes to Lossiemouth regularly, possibly to watch the planes at the RAF base there. So anybody with any information that could come forward, that would be great.